Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Welcome to Minster, and we're here with Isaac Bringerhoff and Jerry Byram. Bubba is in Myrtle Beach with his brothers playing golf. Fee is tied up at the shop, and Dave Kaup, his construction crew being behind, is he's a little tied up at work. They work to 5:30. He might make the trip over here, but probably not. So we'll be working on this the best we can. And so the Indians coming off of a 7-0 loss at Coldwater on Tuesday. We kind of gave them some runs early, and the game never came to us at all. So we fought a little bit on that, but it just didn't work out for us. So Coldwater is leading the league at 5 wins, no losses. Delta St. John is 1 loss at 5 wins and 1 loss. Indians are 3-3. St. Henry and Versailles 4-2. And then some of the other teams. So other games going on today. Coldwater will be at Parkway. Delta St. John's will be at Versailles. St. Henry will be at New Knoxville. We're here at Minster. And New Bremen will be at Marion Local. So that'll be some interesting games around the MAC today. Our home plate umpire. Looks like the coaches are going to come out and talk to the umpires here. Home plate will be Randy Schellebarger. And thanks to Dave Kanapke for getting the information for us. It's his 12th year. And on the bases is Scott Barr, and he's in his 30th year of umpiring. So we have some veteran umpires, and probably going to be a pretty good game here today. We're thinking, you know, we're coming in, let me find my notes here, yeah. Minster is 1-4 in the league, but 9-5 overall. Fort Recovery is 3-3 in the league, 8-6 overall. Minster's had some games where they've gotten kind of beat up, and they've had some games where they were the ones beating them up. So it's just interesting how that's going to go. Don't know if you can hear in the background. But Dave's given us the starting pitchers. It is Bo Tin, and for Eli Rindler, it looks like, is going to be the pitcher, and he'll be designated hit for, it looks like. So their umpires are doing their little talking there. In a minute or two, we'll get the national anthem, and then we'll get underway. But just want to remind you about a doubleheader coming up on Saturday, Rushi, doubleheader. First game will be at 11 o'clock, doubleheader, and that should be interesting the night after the prom. We don't usually schedule games for that, but that's how it's going this year. The next week, we're Monday at Arcanum, Tuesday home against Versailles, and Thursday at New Bremen. So we have 3 games coming up next week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, at Arcanum on Monday, home hosting Versailles on Tuesday, and Thursday will be at New Bremen. So a couple of MAC games, of course, Tuesday, Thursday. And so let me see if I can find my notes here. Yeah, so Tuesday in the MAC, of course, if you were listening here or noticed, Fort Recovery lost 7-0 to Coldwater. Marion Local beat Delta St. John's, which is kind of a surprise. When we played Marion, they had 1 win. I think they've won 4 in a row since then. Delta St. John didn't have a loss until Tuesday, and they lost 10-4 against Marion Local. St. Henry beat Minster in a comeback 6-5. Versailles 4, New Bremen 2, Parkway 12, and New Knoxville 0 in 6 innings. So a lot of things going on there. And Indians, we had a 7-game winning streak, I believe, going, something like that. When we lost to Marion Local, beat St. Henry in a 4-run, 6-inning, or 7th inning, bottom of the 7th comeback. So we're going to go to the national anthem now. We'll play some commercials and be back in just a little bit.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris Experience Suspension.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned health department pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is hosting a presentation with pharmacist Sue Holman, Gut Health and Food 101, on Thursday, May 12th at 6 p.m. Learn how to make a gut happy with probiotics, food enzymes, and optimal food. Food tasting will be $2.50 for kids and $5 for adults. Registration is required by calling 419-375-2092 or call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back to Minster, where the Indians are getting ready to come to bat in the top of the first inning. And just want to confirm here, they are going to be facing number 12, Eli Rindler, just like we thought. That's who's being DH'd for. So Indians, looks like we will bring what we've done the last several games. It'll be Troy Homan, Landon Post, Cale Rammel, Marcus Garkey, Kendrick Wendell, Riggs Toby, Brock Dews, Alex Dews, and Bo Tin. And I believe Bo Tin is going to be pitching for the Indians tonight. And if you're a Minster fan and listening, you would probably know him as Bo Thien. That is how it is pronounced over here. I think they're third or fourth cousins. But it's pronounced Tin in Fort Recovery and Thien in Minster. So that's just a difference of how families decided things would go. So when they kind of went from one place to another, moved to a different town, T-H-I-E-N, there's a whole bunch of ways to pronounce it. And according to one of the people I know, Mike Tin, says that he was over in the hometown in Germany, and I think that it's pronounced Thien or something like that. It's the, neither our pronunciation nor the Minster pronunciation is correct according to the real Germans. But that's how it goes. Yeah. So anyway, Indians, looks like Troy Homan is getting ready to approach the batter's box. They're having a little infield conference on the mound. That breaks up. And Rindler, right-hander, is getting ready for the first pitch here, so we'll see how it goes for our Indians and see if we have a hitting team today or ones that aren't can't get the ball to drop in there. So Troy steps in, batting left-handed as usual. He's been on base a bunch. There's a check swing hit back to the pitcher. Easily over to first, one up, one down. One pitch, one out for our Indians. Landon Post will be your batter now. Cale Rammel going to be on deck. I think Landon, if I remember looking at the paper right today or yesterday, it was Landon is leading the league in stolen bases, and Troy is about third. There's a hard shot right to the shortstop, jumped a little bit, grabbed it. I think that's two pitches, two outs, but we are swinging the bat. So I like that. It just isn't getting where it needs to go. It's not getting through there. Cale Rammel now the batter. Marcus Garkey on deck. Eli Rindler the pitcher. And he swings the first pitch. Very high. Center fielder comes way in behind second base. Three pitches, three outs. So the Indians go down in order. And the top of the first, we'll be back right after this.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alba Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at
21 Logan. Welcome back to Minster. Indians, three pitches, three outs in the top half of the first inning. And Minster will bring Logan Cooney, Nathan Bier, and Johnny Nixon to the plate. First pitch outside, ball one. Bo Tin on the mound for our Indians. Of course, Marcus Garkey behind the plate. But with a second pitch, swing and a miss. Ball on a strike to leadoff hitter Logan Cooney, K-O-H-N-E, pronounced Cooney. A little outside on third pitch, two balls and a strike. Again, Logan Cooney, right-handed batter for the Minster Wildcats. Fouled back to the screen.
Yep.
They have a very, very, very high screen here because the street is about 20 feet past the screen, and about 20 feet more than that is a whole bunch of houses. So they have that. It's about 500 feet high, I guess. But maybe not quite that high. It's as high as you'll see around here. So, third pitch is the ball. So two balls. Two strikes is what it says. And Cooney ready. Bo Tin with the sign. That one gets past him. I was thinking it was already ball three. That one got past the catcher. And he takes a leadoff walk. So the scoreboard was showing 2-2, but it was 3-2. I was thinking that, but I lose track. So I wasn't going to try to outguess him. So first man on for the Minster Wildcats. That'll bring Nathan Bier to the plate. Senior second baseman.
Yeah. Shows he's a junior.
Oh, junior, okay.
They were both.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yep. Sorry.
Yeah, Logan's a junior, and so is Nathan. But they do have, like, six seniors.
Yeah, there's. And, of course, the one thing they have is Coach Wiss. He's been around a while, and he is a legendary coach in this area. So
1-1.
That was a ball and a strike. Bo Tin working with nobody out. Logan Cooney at first base. I'll eventually get it right. Throw over.
Oh.
It wasn't going to be in time, but the ball got away. Only scored it about 5 feet towards second base. So the runner definitely not going to try to get up and go.
Yeah.
Kendrick could have picked the ball up and tagged him. So it was right in the base path. So Beer back in there, ball on a strike. Botin, swing and a miss, runner going.
No.
And he's in under the tag. That was a really, really good throw. And it looked like he got in just under the tag. So
he got a good jump.
Yeah, yep. So a ball and two strikes. Runner at second base now, still nobody out. Botin, the pitcher. Nathan Beer at the plate. He looks back at second to the plate. Just a little outside. Two balls, two strikes.
No Walt Disney here.
Bo looks in, gets a sign. Batter calls time, steps out. Everybody will reset. Cooney goes back to second. Beer back in the batter's box now. Right-handed batter. Botin looks in, gets his sign, glances back at second. That one's a little outside. Full count now. Three balls, two strikes. Again, nobody out here in the bottom of the first. Indians swung at every pitch thrown at them. Three pitches, three swings, three outs in the top half of the first. So we're aggressive, and I like it. That one's down.
That one's in the dirt. Yep.
And
moving down to first.
Yep, ball four. That puts him on first and second. And Johnny Nixon will come to the plate. And Coach Ike will come out. He'll talk to Bo Tin infield, talk a little bit to his pitcher about calm down a little bit, throw strikes, and he'll talk to infield a little bit about what they're going to do with two on and nobody out. So if I remember right, looking in the paper again, and I should have brought it with me, I think Johnny Nixon was listed in there as batting 500. So
he's a senior, so yeah.
And he's a really good athlete. He and his brother, I can't remember what his brother's name was, I think graduated last year or the year before. Really good athletes in every sport. So and obviously if he's batting 500, he's pretty good in baseball. So we'll see what happens here. Coach Ike is back in the dugout. Bo Tin is back on the mound. And Johnny Nixon steps in. Bo Tin looks in. Runners at first and second for the Minster Wildcats. Nobody out. Pitch. Looked pretty good. Must have been a little outside. Maybe inside. It's hard to tell. Yeah, above the third base dugout.
He called it a strike.
Oh, did he? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. It looked like it was pretty good, but can't really see where it is. So no balls and a strike then. I missed it. Must be one of those umpires with the slow call. That looked pretty good. I did hear him say ball that time. Ball on a strike.
Goes down, drive through.
Nixon back in. Batting right-handed. Swinging the bat a little. Runners with a little bit of a lead. It's second and first. Bo Tin glances back, steps off the rubber. Everybody resets. Nixon will step back in. Cooney will go to second. Beer at first. No outs. Indians looking to get out of this little bit of a jam. Fouled back. It's the big screen.
Oh, it actually went over
did
the
it go?
Screen.
It actually might have gone through it. Maybe.
Yeah.
It might have gone over, but it's out in the street area. So
it hit the fans. I think it might have went through the screen.
Good. Ball two strikes. Botin looks back to the plate. Hits one.
Fair.
Just fair right down the line.
That's going to score one.
And Cooney will come to the plate, or he'll hit the home plate, and it's 1-0. And we have Mayor Dave Kopp with us. So you want to hop in here?
Oh, you can have my spot if you want.
I'll be glad to let you sit right here. Let me finish this guy here. Alex Schmidtmeier.
Sophomore.
Designated here for the pitcher, Eli Rindler.
Strike.
Scoreboard says a ball and two strikes.
Yeah.
And one run in, nobody out yet. Runners at first and second.
Oh, fouled that one off.
Count remains, ball and two strikes. Botin gets the ball back. One run in for the Wildcats here. Still nobody out. Two walks and a single. That one's popped up
to second or to first.
And
Kendrick got it.
Yep, he had the runner was kind of in his way, on purpose, but that's where he was supposed to be. And Kendrick had to get around him, so we have an out now. Pop up to the first base.
One down. We couldn't get lucky and get two outs there, but.
Nope, that could have happened.
Yeah, easily.
Yep, if he had taken off for second, that would have.
At least we got one out. And that brings up Brady Wolf, Jr.
Yep.
Swing and a miss.
The ball's in a strike. One out now. Runner's still at second and first. Got Beer at second. Johnny Nixon at first with an RBI single.
Nope, that's going to go foul.
In. Looked like it was going to stay fair and started hooking and fouled on the right field line.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to go fair just for a little while there, and then it started hooking.
Yep, Zach Fortman on deck. So Brady Wolf, the first baseman. No balls, two strike count. One out, first and second for the Wildcats, and Bo steps off the rubber. Everybody resets. Beer goes back to second. Nixon goes back to first. Wolf will step back into the batter's box. Swing and a miss. So that's strike. That's two outs. So now Zach Fortman, the right fielder, will come to the plate. He'll be followed by Nathan Oldegas. First pitch, but then Brock has it. Little funny hop, handles it over to first in time. That's three away, but they score a run. So we played an inning. It is Minster 1, Indians 0. We'll be back right after this with the second inning and Dave Kalp.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert and try one of our new parfaits. Our peanut butter and jelly parfait is made with vanilla ice cream drizzled with peanut butter and raspberry and tastes as good as it looks. Or the Payday Parfait, vanilla ice cream drizzled with peanut butter and caramel, topped with peanuts and whipped cream for a delicious reminder of one of your favorite candy bars. Or our Grasshopper Mint Parfait, made with vanilla ice cream drizzled with mint and hot fudge and topped with crushed Oreos. These are some beautiful, tasty treats you won't soon forget. And Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert today. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 p.m. and Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Want to- All right, welcome back here to the Mr. Wildcats Baseball Field. I'm Dave Kelp, along with Jerry Byram and JB. I listened to you guys a little bit on the way here, and holy cow, I thought you guys were in a funeral home. Yeah. Not much talking, not much excitement. We got to get this thing fired up here a little bit. What do you think, Isaac?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh? Okay, put your mic down so everybody can hear you.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do it. You got to start talking. Yeah. You got to help us out. You ready?
Yep.
All right, Indians coming to the plate. 4, 5, and 6 due up here for the Tribe. Going to be Garkey, Wendell, and Riggs Toby, first three batters.
1-1 count.
I listened to you guys a little bit on the way here. We swung at the first three pitchers we saw and made 3 outs.
Yes.
That's pretty efficient pitching, wouldn't you say?
I would.
There's a little drooper down to the third base line, and I think he caught that ball for an out. Yes, he did. So Garkey reaches out there and pulls it down the third base line to Johnny Nixon, and he makes a reaching out stab at it. He'll go down with a line drive. Out number one. And that's going to bring Kendrick Wendell to the plate. Obviously, the Indians looking for their first hit. Wildcats pick up 1 run on 1 hit in their bottom half of the first inning. Kendrick with a hard hit ball up the middle. Gets caught up in the grass. Shortstop comes over, makes a play, fires over to first, and gets him by a good step and a half. So Kendrick goes down 6-3. Another first pitch right there, JB.
He's almost in the dirt.
2 outs for the right fielder, Riggs Toby.
That brings their right fielder to the plate, number 12, Riggs Toby.
I don't know. That first baseman had his foot clear across the bag.
I saw Benny complaining about that a little bit. It looked like a little bit of interference. I don't know if it slipped across then or what. But
yeah.
Curveball comes in there for H.D. Reich. Infield playing super shallow. Bunches of room over their heads. Wind blowing a little bit in from the right field fence. That's it pretty hard. That might put it over that kid's head. And the left fielder comes over, makes a great play in foul territory.
Yeah.
3 up, 3 down again for the Indians. We go to the bottom of the second. Indians down, 1-0.
Keep up and running acre after acre after acre, then turn to genuine Case IH Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hull Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
A new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Second inning, if somebody possibly turned my microphone on, I'd be able to talk to everybody. This guy down here, I tell you what, Spencey,
I'm doing my best.
I'm telling you, he's got to be ready to go.
I'm the new guy.
He's the new guy. Gonna be 7, 8, 9. Wildcats pick up one here in the top half of the first inning. Looks like it's gonna be Nathan Oldiges.
Oldiges.
Oh, thanks, Spencey, for keeping my English. Ooh, first pitch just a little bit low down there for ball one. It's a pretty good view from right here. This is about what we're going to have in our press box.
Yeah, but them foul balls, one comes flying over here, I'm ducking.
You don't think you can get out of the way in time?
Probably not.
Huh? JB will save
I'll be looking at a bird and then get hit by a baseball.
I think I'm safe here because I'm right by that wall.
Keep your head out there.
Well, I'm going to bring it back.
That pitch a little low. Bo 10 falls behind. Three balls, no strikes to the leadoff guy, Oldiges.
That's another one of his seniors.
Beautiful pitch.
That pitch taken all the way right there. He's going right down the pipe, needs a strike, and he gets one. I heard Spencey say that net was 500 feet high. Does he have any idea? That was a dirt ball 4.
That's probably about 50 feet, I'd say. somewhere around there.
So Bo 10 walks his first two batters of both innings he's been in there, and not a good start for Bo, and puts the leadoff guy down to first base with nobody out. And now James Niemeyer comes to the plate. James, I got to find his name on the old – where's he at on there, JB?
He's a freshman.
He's James Niemeyer. He's a freshman. Yes, he is. Reaches out there. Swings and misses for strike one. No fee here, huh?
Nope. He must have called, got tied up at work.
Runner at first. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed.
Another swing and a miss.
I took a little bit off that one, and he was in front of it.
And Bubba's out living a good life golfing.
Bubba's down in Myrtle Beach.
I'm hoping it's a lot warmer than it is here.
I'm sure it is. Chilly night here, but it's supposed to be a little better tomorrow. That pitch taken a little bit outside.
Yeah, tomorrow's a prom, so we don't have anything.
Tomorrow's prom night, huh?
Tomorrow's prom night. But they do have a doubleheader Saturday, so hopefully these boys don't stay out too late.
Against the Rishi Raiders. Here comes a 1-2, swing and miss. Got him.
Well, at least he went down swinging.
Niemeyer goes down with the old swinger. Out number one, and that brings Caleb
Chase Klaus.
Fielder Chase Klaus.
Junior.
Chase Klaus. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
He's got it down here. Caleb. Chase, Big Dave Kanacki down there said Chase, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
First pitch drag to the left-hander. This is where we got to be careful, boys. This guy could smack one right up here in the old noggins.
I'm paying attention.
Here comes the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good fastball by Bo. Maybe he got a little bit fired up there since he walked him. First two leadoff guys.
Might be.
Put a little fire under his pants. Comes the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him.
Yep.
Back-to-back K-swingings on the 8 and 9 hole hitters, and now we roll back to the top to Logan Coney, I believe he said, wasn't it? Logan Coney?
I believe right.
Yeah. He led the ball game off with a walk, came around to score in the top or the bottom half of the first inning. He's back up there again in the second inning. That pitch is swung on and fouled back to the 500-foot tall screen.
That's funny.
It's only 380 out to center field.
Yeah, think about it. I tell you what, our boss man.
One of a kind.
That one's outside.
Well, I will agree with him that it is probably the highest one around here, or that we'll see, but 500 feet is...
He gets a little nervous when he gets on the air. Here comes a 1-1. That was taken outside. There goes the runner on a late steal. Good throw down here. We got him, boys. Absolutely, we got him. Yeah. Nice pickup by Garkey, and he fires down to Landon. Landon might have got spiked in the arm a little bit. I see him holding the arm a little bit. But, hey, we throw the base runner out, and that's through two complete. Indians still trail 1-0.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. you can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the third inning. Going to be 7-8-9. Brock Deuce, Alex Deuce, and Bo Tin. First three batters for the purple and white. Looking for their first hit of the ball game. That pitch taken low by Brock. This is a young man we know has got it in him. We just got to get it out.
Yeah.
He's got to start seeing that ball like a big old balloon coming in there and tee off on it. That curveball stays outside.
Ooh.
Called out a strike, didn't he?
That was good.
Must have dropped,
by the catcher.
Must have dropped in there.
One ball, one strike now to Bruiser Deuce. Alex Deuce on deck. Another curveball. He waits on it. Gets a piece of it. Knocks it over to the shortstop. Shortstop comes up and bobbles it.
Oh, yeah.
So we can get our leadoff guy on. Shortstop bobbled that one. That's going to go down as an E6. And the Indians will take it. We got a base runner, boys.
So let's make him pay for that.
Well, Deucey coming up here, he's been swinging the bat good. And,
yeah.
And we might see a little hit and run or something like that, depending on the count. Deucey, pretty big lead down there at first base.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Shows butt. Now he's going to be picked off. That's exactly what happened. That's a mistake that cannot happen right there, folks. Yeah. Brock thought he was going to for sure get the bunt down. He took off, got about halfway to second. Alex misses the ball, and he's hung out to dry. So he gets picked off of first after we get the leadoff guy on. He goes down 2-3 in the old book for out number one, and that's Alex is back up there now. No balls and a strike. Now hits a ground ball to the shortstop again. Shortstop fields that one clean, fires over to first base, and gets the out.
Two outs for the pitcher, Booth 10.
That was a mistake they did not need.
Nope, that's exactly right. It does end his perfect game, but it keeps his 8-for-8 outs going.
All right, come on, Bo.
So now number 10 steps in there, the Indian pitcher, Bo 10. Takes the first off-speed pitch just on the outside edge for a strike.
Can't make it past first base, it seems like.
Well, we struggled the other night. We got runners at second, third at Coldwater. Nobody out. Couldn't get anybody home. That was high. Ball one. One ball, one strike here. Top of the third. Indians got two outs. Here's a curveball. Comes in there across the plate for a strike. Man, that was a slow curver right there, JB. Seemed like it took forever to get to home plate.
Yeah, it did.
Now he's got to protect plate. Comes a 1-2, another curveball, swings and misses.
I think it was a foul.
Must have got a piece of it, huh?
Yeah.
Must have just ticked it.
Must have.
Goes back to the screen there. So he hangs in there again. Here comes a 1-2 fastball. Fights that one off down the,
to the 500-foot fence.
Up to that 500-foot fence. He hits her about 15 feet in the air there. Still had 475 feet of clearance. All right, Bo 10. How about a hit here? Curveball again stays high.
Well,
that was close.
Full count then, shouldn't it?
No, he found that one off. Still should be 2-2.
2-2.
Tori Holman on deck here for the Indians. There's a curveball. He pulls it down. Oh, he gets cherry hop. Johnny Nixon gets cherry hop. Fires over the infield, and that's going to be out number three. So 9-up, 9-down for the Indians. Kind of in an unconventional way, but Indians got 3 at-bats in the books already. Nothing to show for it. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Indians trail 1-0.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99. Or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
All right, we're back here for the bottom of the third inning, and leadoff guy Logan Koenig coming back to the plate. Facing Bo Tin for the third time officially, but really only a second at bat, JB.
Yep.
Kind of a weird one.
Fought it off.
That one's up and back into the old stadium.
Thank the heavens it's 500 feet.
You got her.
But no, the net isn't. The back net is
that's
what Neil thought was 500 feet.
Swing and a miss right there. Bo gets ahead of him. Sit down. No balls, two strikes. Looks like Nathan Bear is the guy on deck for the Wildcats. That one's in the dirt.
That one ball one. His arm.
Did that go off Marcus's arm?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, here we go. 1-2. Oop.
What are you looking at, Spencer? No, the umpire. Umpires of today's ball game. Randy Schellebauser? Did I say that?
Had some heat on that one.
Randy Schellebauser. Scott Barr on the bases. Good job, Spencer. All right, here comes a 2-2. So midge inside. Now we got a full count. Mr. Wildcats, pretty good run here. The old baseball squad as of late. There's a hard hit ball, and that's going to fall in the gap. Tough fielder comes over, fields it, and that's going to be a clean single by our leadoff guy. And that's exactly why he came back up to bat this inning, JB.
Yep.
And he starts the inning off with a base hit. And that brings Nathan Bear to the plate. Yeah, looks like he walked also. So in the first inning, Bo walked the first two guys and then gave up a hit to score the run. And then he bared down and got out of the outs. And that's where we stand right now, 1-0 Wildcats. Nobody out here, though, in the bottom of the third. Pickoff play over to first. He's back in time. Had him leaning just a smidge.
Yeah, he got a pretty good jump on the steal in the first inning.
So he stole second, and then they walked the batter? Gotcha. Comes the first pitch to it. And that's a strike right across the heart of the plate. Right to your belt, man.
Gotta love the way he says strike.
There's only one way to say it, isn't there?
Yeah, you have to ask him. He'll show you multiple ways.
All right. Another quick throw over to first. Again, had him leaning. He's looking to steal. Johnny Nixon on deck. Johnny Nixon drove in the only run of the ball game. Young man that we've been talking about for 4 years on this ball club. one very, very good athlete over here at All Glaze County. That pitch taken a little bit outside.
Don't lose him now, Bo. Come on.
Indians, no runs, no hits, no errors. Minster with one run, two hits, and one error. Early in this ball game. There he goes. Here comes a 1-1. Marcus's throw down to second on time. Woo. Slid right underneath it. Pretty quick hit down there. Good throw by Marcus. You can't ask for a better throw, folks.
That's two now.
To cut it down to second. Better still to play. Nixon on deck. Two balls, three. What are we doing here? One ball, two strikes is the count. Beautiful ball orchard here in Minster. Just takes up a whole city block.
A little low.
That one right there, just a little bit low for the strike zone, but look good from here. Good pitch right there. Keep it down, Bo. Runner at second. Nobody out. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. That swung on and hit. Out towards center field. Center fielder coming over. That's Troy. Troy's got it. They're going to hold the runner up. And now they got him at first and third and nobody out. With probably one of the better hitters on the team coming to the plate. So back-to-back base hits to lead this third inning off for the Wildcats. And that's going to bring senior third baseman Johnny Nixon to the plate. He's 1-for-1 in this ballgame. Well, the bat's been working, boys. We can't give him any runs.
No.
We have not had a crooked inning. In fact, we are scoreless in the last 14, 15, 16 innings now. 17, I take that back. We're due, ain't we?
Yes.
4-0 shut out by the boys from Lincoln View. Here comes the pitch. That's in the dirt. And then a 7-0 beat down by the Coldwater Cavaliers. And three scoreless innings this evening, folks. Somewhere, somehow, we got to wake these bats up. Here comes a 2-0.
Low.
That pitch is taken low. So now it's three balls, no strikes. Runners at first and third, nobody out. Indians in a little bit of a jam here. Nixon steps in. Bo's got the sign. Here comes the pitch.
Oop.
Taking a high. Ball four. Four straight pitches.
They'll load them up.
Four balls. So now, Bear goes over to second. Cunny's at third already, and Johnny Nixon down to first base with a base on balls. He's been on base both times in this ballgame. So now, with two, let's see, what do we got here? Who's Alex Schmidtmeyer is a DA?
Sophomore. Yeah.
Very good. Schmidtmeyer was, he flew out to, popped up to Kendrick first time up.
Yeah. Now it looks like on the right side, right field line, they got the old charcoal going.
Ooh, somebody grilling out over there.
Yeah.
What do you think? I think it was in the house. Maybe we can send Isaac over there, grab a couple burgers. Oh, there's people on the porch.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be willing to.
How fast are you?
I'm pretty fast.
Pretty fast?
Yeah.
I'd say, JB, it's worth a shot.
Yeah. Don't know about that. That 500 fence blocking it, though.
You have to get out there and you got to jump.
Bases loaded.
Gotta show some hops. All right, Alex Schmidtmeyer now after the timeout. Coach, I ain't coming out and talking to Bo saying, boy, settle down here. We can't allow a big one here. So we used up Alex Tuesday night. He came in relief of Troy. That one is popped up. It looks like it's going to be slicing. Oh, it drops in fair on the right field line. Gets past Riggs. One run scores. Here comes a play at the plate. And goes right underneath Marcus's glove. And two run score. So that goes down as a base hit. And he gets two RBIs out of that. Cunning comes home to score. Bear comes home to score from second. Johnny Nixon ends up at third. And then Schmidtmeyer rolls down the second on the overthrow. We had him dead meat there at home, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
He was 25 feet from home when the ball comes in, and Marcus was hoping that ball would bounce up in his mitt, and it just stayed down on the grass and squirted underneath his catcher's mitt and over to the fence, and that allowed him to score easy and allowed the runner to move up. So now two runs in, nobody out, runners at second and third, number five batter,
Brady Wolf.
Brady Wolf at the plate. A pitch taken right down the heart of the plate for a strike. Two runs across the plate right in this inning. Indy's looking for their first out. Three hits so far in this inning, too, for the Wildcats. That pitch taken low. Hitting is contagious, JB. I'm telling you.
Yes,
everybody sees those balls coming off the bats of their home team, and they go out there, and they continue to do it. And then you have nights like that where the ball goes up in the air and it just, I mean, that was no man's land. Kendrick had no chance. Briggs had no chance.
Oh, yeah, it was just.
That's a hard hit ball to Landon at second base. Landon's going to go ahead and take the out at first base. So nice piece of hitting right there by Brady Wolf. It goes to the right side, scores the run easily. Indians give it up. So Nixon comes home to score to make it a 4-0 ball game. Schmidtmeyer goes over to third. Brady Wolf goes down 4-3 for out number one.
Yeah, that was a good move on Landon.
Well,
he had
we didn't out.
He had a big jump.
Yeah, we didn't out, and it was right side hit ball. And
yeah,
and
they never made the throw. And, Zach Fortman.
Yep, Zach Fortman's your batter now. He grounded out to Brock Deuce, his first time up. Wildcats still got a runner at third base with Schmidtmeyer. That pitch taken just a little bit outside. Indians find themselves down 4-0. If I tally that all up, that would be 15-0 right now. The Indians have been outscored by in the last 16 innings. There's a hard hit ball over to Landon. Landon's deciding to go home, and he got him.
Got him.
How about that? I tell you what, Coach White's not happy about that move. I don't think he sent him. He decided to go on his own. Landon decided, hey, ball got down here awfully fast to me. I think I got time to fire it home. Marcus makes a good catch, drops a tag on him. So Schmidtmeyer goes down 4-2. I don't write that down very often, boys, in the book. For out number two, bases are now cleared.
No, we got a runner on first.
Fortman, that is correct. He goes down to first base on a fielder's choice. Yeah. So that brings up Nathan Oldiges. First pitch taken high and outside. 4-0 ball game. Yeah, one of those things happened like that. You know, you lose that runner at third, and you got bases. You got that one fouled back to the screen. You know, you get him at first and third, the runner can take off. You never know what's going to happen on situations like that. So, coach not happy about that decision to go home, and maybe he did send him. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was pretty simple to. It was pretty similar to the play before, except it was hit harder, and the ball got down to Landon faster.
Oh,
and he had more time to get it home. Cats look getting a little crazy down there in the dugout, ain't they, Jimmy?
They are.
Well, they're fired up. They're up 4-0. Bottom of the third inning. There's a throw over. Good job by Kendrick to scoop that one up.
Yeah, that was low.
Reds got beat again this afternoon, folks.
I know. I watched a little bit of that.
Just in case anybody missed it.
They had a 2-1 lead in the sixth, brought in a reliever, and he choked it bad. He walked two runners. I turned it off.
That was enough, wasn't it?
I went to the bathroom and came back, and it was like 5-2, and I, what the heck?
Yeah, that's enough.
So I changed the channel.
Well, I saw the final score. Was not shocked anymore at this time. That one's bound back to the screen. I think it's pretty official. The Reds absolutely are terrible.
Yeah.
Runner at first.
All right.
Here comes the pitch. Curveball. He waits on it. Grounds it down to Brock Deuce. Brock's going to fire all the way across the field to Kendrick for out number three. And finally, we get three outs. But in the inning, they pick up three runs on, I believe, three hits. And we'll go to the top of the fourth inning. Now the Indians trail 4-0.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, four-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in the industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries Golden Technology lift chairs and offers an assortment of recliner options in various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to personalize the order. So let our experienced customer service representative help choose a lift chair recliner for a comfortable fit for Mother's Day this year. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery on Commerce Street, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
All right, here we go, getting ready for the top of the fourth inning. And our leadoff guy is coming up for only his second at bat in the top of the fourth. That tells you only one thing. It's been three up, three down, three straight innings. So Troy steps back in there, and he grounded out to the pitcher first time up on the first pitch. This time he takes a pitch, and it's going to be a ball. If you're just joining us, the Indians went down 1-2-3 on three straight pitches in the first inning. That one swung on and fouled back to the screen. I was sprinkling in the fort when I left.
I felt one or two out here when we got here, but then it went away.
Yeah. Troy waits on that curveball, and he pops it straight up in the air, and the second baseman coming in, making an easy play. So that goes down to the old P4 in the book, out number one. And it is now 10 up and 10 down for the Fort Recovery Indians. Landon Post coming up. Posty lined out hard to the shortstop first time up. That curveball, I'm telling you, looks like it coming in there about 50 mile an hour. That one's a little bit harder, and Landon's going to get the Indians' first hit, folks.
Yeah, there it is.
Landon pops one up the middle for a line drive base hit. And the Indians pick up their first base hit of the ball game. And Landon Post goes down to first base. Nice job waiting on that curve to come in. Now our fielder's coming to the plate, Cale Rammel. Cale Rammel, one of the stars of our St. Henry comeback here last week. We could go tonight, actually. Landon back in time. Cale with that base clearing double of his to tie the ball game up, and then Kendrick coming up and knocking Cale in for the walk off. What a fun night. I wanted to go hit him in the back of the leg. So the Indians got a little something going here with one out. Landon Post now, the closest thing we've had to a score, and that's, he's down at second base.
Come on now.
Rams now knocked in the back of the leg by that ball is an easy one. He's fine. brings Marcus Grecke to the plate. Marcus lined down with a little, kind of a looping liner to the third baseman his first time up on a curveball. He reached out and pulled it. There he does it again, and this one's going to fall in there for a hit.
Yeah.
So he did the exact same thing, except he got that one just a little bit higher in the air and went over Nixon's head, and now the Indians got bases loaded and one out. So two hits so far in this inning. One by Landon Post. Cale Ramel gets hit by a pitch. Then Marcus Grecke comes up there and knocks a base hit over the left or the third baseman's head for a bases loaded time now. And looks like the Coach Weiss is going to go out and talk to his young pitcher. Who's on the mound out there? Who is it? JB?
It is Eli Rindler.
Eli Rindler out there.
Senior.
On the mound. Okay.
So we've got Kendrick up to bat.
Yeah, Kendrick coming up, and then Riggs on deck. So the Indians get an opportunity here. You know, let's cut into this lead the best we can here, by golly, and see what happens. I'm sure Coach is out there saying, hey, settle down. We got a 4-run lead. Let's think about this. We're not going to play in. We can get a out up the middle and just get an out here. Got one. Coach Hank talking to his guys down here at third base. Popcorn, good.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Up, go.
Oh, the official went out there. That's enough. Meeting's over.
Nobody seems to care, do they?
No, they don't.
Coach now coming back over to the dugout. Kendrick heading back over there. He's up. Base is juiced. Tying run at the plate.
Loaded for the first baseman, Kendrick Rundle.
Maybe if I complain enough about how many scoreless innings we've had, we will
score.
We'll dent the board, huh?
Yeah. Come on, Kendrick.
First pitch swung on and popped up over the screen on behind home plate. Right fielder giving Kendrick a little bit of room. Center fielder and left fielder in. Waits on that curveball. Just misses it. Swings underneath it just a smidge and finds himself now in the hole. No balls, two strikes. Got to be ready for another one. He's in the hole 0-2.
Yeah.
Pops that one straight up.
And
catcher makes a play on it. How about that? Kendrick pops it up. Catcher goes over, makes a play. And now we have two outs. Son of a gun.
Right fielder, Rick Stovey.
So now with two outs, our six-hole hitter, Rick Stovey, comes to the plate. Riggsy, we need to hit like nobody's biz. He flew out to the left fielder. Actually hit it pretty hard last time up. Left fielder made a heck of a play over in foul territory. Straighten her out here, 12. Straighten her out. Landon's been over here playing around with the pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
Finally got him thinking, didn't he?
That was kind of a high if that third baseman wasn't it.
He's
tall.
And he never really moved. Hell, he wasn't even close to the plate or close to the bag. So here it comes this time. There's a ground ball. Fair. Come on, be fair. Umpire put his hands up. I'll tell you what, that baby was right down the line. Hard for me to tell if it was fair or foul.
Yeah, I went too fast.
And umpire saw it. That's a foul ball. Man, oh, man, that would have scored too easy.
Oh, yeah.
Two outs. Cale had a good jump. Riggs finds himself now in the hole. No balls and a strike. Johnny Nixon moves over a little closer to the line. And that one's popped up. Get out of play, folks.
That's out of play.
Oh, that bus smoked a car.
Isaac, you all right? I smoked a car.
That bounced off one.
Ooh. All right, 12, you got to protect the plate now. You're in the hole here. 0-2. Two outs. Can't put anybody else on. Bases are juiced, folks. We need to hit. Here's a curveball. It's going to stay high and outside.
That is utterly slow.
I'm telling you, isn't it something?
Yeah. I don't even think I could throw that slow.
It's like it. How's it going to get there? Come on, 12. Come on, 12.
Come on.
That one's high. Good that eye. Good eye, Riggs.
We got him flustered a little bit, maybe.
Well, Landon's over here. He's in the corner of his eye every pitch.
Landon's getting quite a big jump.
Yeah, Landon's doing his thing over here.
But nobody's holding him on, so
he becomes a pitch. Oh. Just gets a piece of it. Going to call it a strike three, huh?
Yeah.
Enough foul ball and just got popped out of the catcher's mitt. And the Wildcats get out of a bases-loaded one-out jam. In the inning, they pick up a couple of hits. They strand three, and we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Indians still down 4-0.
Do you have a graduation party coming up? Wayne Street Market has everything you need to put together a great party. Call ahead for their great roasted chicken and their delicious beef, barbecue pork, or shredded chicken. Get a few pounds or a roaster full. Just let them know 48 hours ahead of time. And don't forget to call ahead to order their party trays, fruit, vegetables, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. And while you're there, don't forget to grab the soft drinks, beer, wine, and all the snacks. Get everything you'll need for your graduation party at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
If you are like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the fourth inning. Going to be 8-9-1, James Niemeyer, and then Klaus, and then we go back up to Coney. First three batters here for the Minster Wildcats. Minster with a cushion here on a 4-0 lead. Niemeyer reaches out, swings it one off the plate. He struck out his first time up in the second inning, and here we go in the bottom of the fourth. That one's popped straight up to the air. We're going to have a play on it. Catcher goes over, and it's just.
That's over that 500-foot fence.
It's impossible.
Looks like. It'd
take the space shuttle a minute to get across it.
Softball is losing 6-1 in the top of the fifth. The JV are winning 7-1 in the top of the fourth.
Good to have that. They're probably playing the Wildcats back at home.
They're both playing Minster.
Girls are up. Is that what you said?
Yep.
Hey, he goes down strike three. Nice job, Bo 10. First K Butter looking here for Bo tonight.
Center fielder number 15, Chase Klaus.
And that's going to bring Chase Klaus to the plate. Chase also struck out swinging his first time up in the second inning.
It's plugged. It was plugged when I left. I must have had the water running when I was peeling potatoes.
He's going to try to bunt for a hint, and he might be doing it, folks. Ooh, ooh. I tell you what, Bo 10 made one heck of a play down that line. That was one of those hard bunts, and Kendrick had to stay on the bag, and it was up to Bo to make the play. Bo dives and does an underhand flip, and I'm telling you, it was close. But
still got water in it.
Umpire called him safe, so Klaus is on with a base hit.
Well,
and that rolls back to the top to Logan Koenig.
I put some
throw over to first base. Back in time. So the leadoff man, Logan Koenig, he's now been on base twice. He scored two runs so far. He scored two of the four runs for the Wildcats. That one is hit pretty hard out towards left field. And it's going to be over the fence foul. Minster's finest out there patrolling the right field. Don't be burning the tires on that bus out of here, JB.
Yeah. I wasn't sure where to put it.
Park you right over there in foul ball heaven again, didn't you? How'd he lean a little bit?
I thought I was back far enough.
I think you're fine. No, I think you're fine. Many of the windows are broken out. It's from the crazy little Wildcat kids over here throwing rocks at it.
Yeah.
Another quick throw over to first.
Those make me nervous sometimes.
Well, he's just going to make a good throw. The only time it's you know, when he throws that one in the dirt. There goes the runner. That's a hit and run. That ball's hit pretty good out towards right field. Right fielder's got to play it first. He fires over to Kendrick. I think he got him. He did, yes. Folks. That's all a double right. Play, and I tell you what. He took off on a hit and run, and he didn't pay attention where that ball was. And Riggs comes up with the fly ball and comes up gunning to first base to Kendrick and gets him sliding back into first base. So nice job by the Indians defense. Maybe that'll get our offense sparked, folks, because we need it. We are now through four complete. It's still 4-0 Wildcats.
The weather's warm and it's time for ice cream. Or even better, try some of our frozen yogurt at Fort Recovery Dairy. We feature a different flavor every week in addition to vanilla. Follow us on Facebook or stop by the shop to see what this week's flavor is. Get it while you can because it won't be back for a few weeks. If you're looking for a healthier option, try the dairy sugar-free running through our flavor infusing machine. Try all the flavors, or get it in a Clipper Parfait or Specialty Sunday. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook to see what this week's yogurt flavor is. And Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. You're sure to have a better day after stopping by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8, and Tuesday through Sunday, 11 to 8.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
All right, Eli Rindler back out there for the fifth inning of play here, and he's going to break face Brock Deuce, Alex Deuce, and Bo 10, 7-8-9 for the Indians. Game's flying by, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, when you go three up, three down, it goes pretty fast.
That does speed the game up, doesn't it, JB? There's a ground ball over to Johnny Nixon at third. He fields it cleanly, and he fires high over the first baseman, and he comes down with a tag and tags him. Nice play by the first baseman, and that's going to be out number one. Deuce goes down 5-3.
And batting the shortstop, Alex Deuce.
So now Alex Deuce comes to the plate. He grounded out to the shortstop the last time up. Yeah. That one's in the dirt, ball one.
Now, I understand why Major League said they're going through $1 million of balls. One ball in the dirt, the pitcher throw it away.
Last year, JB, and you're going to laugh. If Coach Hessler's still listening to this, I saw a stat. The average baseball in the major leagues, its lifespan is 4 pitches. The average ball.
I believe it.
And Coach Hessler got on me, said that was not true.
Well, I've heard 6. But I watched a little bit the other day, and I started counting just to see, and it was 3 and 4,
yeah.
And they throw it away.
What happened there? Did he get his elbow out there and get nipped?
I think he got hit, yeah.
Huh. So Ducey down to first base, hit by pitch. That's going to bring Bo 10 to the plate. Bo grounded out to the third baseman, his first and only time up in the third inning. Indians did put 6 batters to the plate last inning. And nothing to show for it. Water's good, too. That pitch taken for a strike right there. Bo taking all the way. One ball, one strike. One out. Ace is wild. Take that, Pugs Brunswick. Here comes a 1-1. Oh, he had him leaning. Whew. Thank goodness that was a crappy throw over to first, and he'd luckily get back in there. So, Alex, your run means nothing, my friend.
Except we'd like to have at least one.
There he goes. And that's going to hit Bo right square in the back. So back-to-back guys getting smacked with the old ball. That's one way to get on, huh?
Yeah.
Neither one of them hurting too bad. In fact, I didn't even know Alex got hit. Bo, at least we saw him get hit, thumped in the back there.
Yeah.
Catcher going out to talk to his patrons. Hey, relax a little bit. We got a 4-0 lead. You got good defense behind you. Relax. But we roll the top, folks.
Yep.
And we got one out. Troy boys, dude, get me a good hit here. Let's go, Troy boy.
Come on. And out in field, not to us.
Runners at first and second. One out. That one's in the dirt. Squirts away from the catcher. It looks like Alex is going to take a chance going to third, and he does. No problem.
Oop, that base came off.
Base came up?
Yeah, base came up. As it...
Alex slid in there and popped him up. Well, that's kind of weird. How's that thing supposed to be held down? They don't have a spindle in there, do they?
No, it's. I think it's got a plate with holes in it, that, and then the base has holes in it.
Friction fit. Gravity.
Yeah.
All right, now we got runners at third. Bo 10 down at first. Alex Deuce at third, one out. Leadoff guy Troy Homan at the plate. Indians trying to snap an 18-inning goose egg, and they do, folks.
Oh, there they do,
Troy
yes.
Boy with a rocket out to right field. Good piece of hitting right there by Troy. And that's going to score Alex Deuce to make a 4-1 ball game. How about that? Bo 10 moves over to second base. Troy down there at first after a base hit. And that brings Landon Post to the plate. Landon, 1-for-2 in this ballgame. He lined out to the shortstop and then, excuse me, had a nice base hit his last time up.
This might just be the rally we need here.
There's a ground ball to the third baseman. That's a killer. Nexon steps on third. Fires over to first. Gets underneath the glove. Looks like Troy's coming over to third. And Landon's going to move to second. So we get a break here. We catch a break. Landon grounds out. He grounds into a fielder's choice. And actually the putout goes to Bo 10. He goes down 5 unassisted. For out number 2.
Yeah.
Troy Boy goes over to third on the pass ball, and Landon ends up at second base on the fielder's choice. Now a base hit by Cale Rammel makes this a 1-run ball game, folks. That pitch taken for a strike on the outside edge, one of them slow curvers. I'm thinking, boys, the cheeseburgers are just about right.
Yeah. Yeah. 318 to the left field. Can we hit that? 308 to the right field.
The right field's going to be a little tougher. Got some pretty good breeze coming in there. That one swung on and popped up and right off the old light pole back to the pitcher. The old Ricker bouncer. Now he finds himself in the hole here. No balls and a strike.
What do you like?
It's going to be a game-changing at bat here if he can get a base knock and make this a one-run ball game. No, he didn't go.
No, he didn't go.
So there's two strikes up there is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's 0-2.
That was one and, is it 1-2?
I think it's 1-2, Dave.
1-2, yeah.
All right, here comes the pitch. Swings and misses, and the catcher's going to tag him out. So the Indians, we pick up one run, and we leave guys at second and third. And after, what we got here, 5.5 in the books, it's 4-1, Wildcats.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome to Wildcats.
All right, here we go. We're back here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's going to be 2-3-4 for the Minster Wildcats. Nathan Bear is going to lead things off against the Junior Bow 10. Indians do pick up one. Wildcats picked up one in the first and three in the third for their four runs. Indians pick up one in the fifth to make it a three-run ball game. That pitch taken a little outside. We got a crazy little stat right there between the innings. Mr. Coach Weiss is going to be, he's actually coaching his 700th ball game tonight. 700th ball game. He has won 479 of them. I hope he doesn't get 480 tonight. Quite the record. 27 years. So that means 1995 he started. There's a ground ball. He's going to be in the hole between third and short. So a leadoff base hit by Bear is going to bring Johnny Nixon to the plate. Nixon's been on twice. He had a base hit his first time up and walked.
Now batting the third baseman, Johnny Nixon.
Nixon was hurt when we played against him in basketball this year, JB. He didn't play that night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was on the sidelines, and actually I think they started like three freshmen that night.
I've slept since then, so I don't remember.
Oh, JB, come on now. One run, three hits, and no errors for the Indians. Four runs, six hits, and two errors for the Wildcats. Man, that pitch looked good right there. Called it a little low.
2-0.
Well, the air coming in here is a little chilly.
Yeah.
Isaac, what do you think? A little chilly?
Picking up a little bit, too.
Chilly? Here comes a 2-0. That's high, ball three.
Yeah, I'd like to sit at one of these games and sweat for a change, but
we haven't had that, have we?
No, we haven't.
Our warmest game was last Saturday against Lincolnview. No bussing that day, was it?
No, I was busy that day helping my brother-in-law.
Four straight pitches, four straight balls. That's two times in a row Johnny Nixon's walked on four straight pitches. Or two times in this ball game, I should say. Yeah, two times in a row.
I think that's going to be it for Bo.
Yep, looks like Coach Hank's coming out, going to take the ball away from Bo 10.
Yep.
We'll take a quick break, pay a few bills, and we'll be back here in just a bit. We'll see who's coming in. Looks like Brock Deuce is going to be the reliever tonight.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, we're back. Brock Deuce is the man that's going to take over on the mound here for the Indians. He comes in with runners on first and second. Nobody out. Alex Schmidtmeyer, your batter. He had a base knock last time up. And actually scored a couple runs.
Yeah, I did. He had that hit right. It hit like 12 inches fair off the line.
So Deuce comes in. He's got to go from the stretch right off the old bat. A pitch taken for a strike.
Right.
Well, the Indians had a shot there a couple times. We had bases loaded. Our guys on second and third with one out. Good game by in. Back-to-back pitches right down the heart of the plate for strike one and strike two to Alex Schmidtmeyer. Like he is, he's DHing for Eli Rindler?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. There's a ground ball back to the mound. Oh, gets over the head. Alex got to go to first. He gets it out. Nice play by Alex coming in, charging all the way. One of those crazy hops that goes over Brock's head. And Alex gets the scoop, fires to first. He does move the runners to second and third. Puts them in scoring position, though.
Second and third for the first baseman, number 13, Brady Wolf.
So now Brady Wolf comes in. Chance to kind of blow this game open. The Indians got a shot here if they can keep this a three-run ball game. And looks to me like we're going to have a little conference with the umpires here. I'm not sure what's going on. Looks like Coach Weiss asked for a little bit of a explanation on something, not sure what it was.
Thought he was fair at first. I don't know.
That pitch taken a little elevated. Brock throwing hard tonight, throwing nothing but gas. Indians need to keep a goose egg here. That pitch taken outside. Brady Wolf, first baseman here for the Wildcats. Here comes the pitch, and it's swung on, fouled behind the plate. Strike one. Here comes a 2-1 delivery. That's a ground ball. Going to be a tough play. Going to score a run. Looks like Wyatt Benn came in, and he's playing third base. So he comes in, makes the play, gets the out. But it does score a run. Slow hopper right there. He didn't have a chance of going home, and he was happy to get the out. So Brady Wolf goes down 5-3 for out number two. Zach Fortman now comes to the plate. Johnny Nixon ends up at third base. So they do pick up one run, make it 5-1 in favor of the Minster Wildcats. The Indians 3-3 in the MAC. There's a rocket over the landing post, and it gets by for a base hit. And that's going to score Johnny.
Yep.
So Johnny Nixon comes in to make it a 6-1 ball game. And the Indians find themselves in trouble. Forkamp with a base knock. He's at first base. That is two runs on two hits in this inning. So Nathan Oldegus comes to the plate now, runner at first. We do have two outs. So Wyatt's coming in for Bo 10. Bo's in the, yep.
Yeah, Bo's in the dugout. 1-1.
One ball, one strike, two outs here. Runner at first, two runs across the plate, 6-1 ball game, Indians trail. And there is a soft ground ball over to Alex. He flips over to Landon for out number three, and the Indians get out of this mess, but they do pick up two runs on one hit.
One hit.
Two hits. We had two hits in that inning, two runs on two hits. And we'll go to the top of the sixth inning. Indians need five to tie this thing up.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call America Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call America Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at America Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris commercial mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris Experience Suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for the top of the sixth inning here at Minster. Indians need five to tie this thing up. They trail 6-1. It's going to be Marcus Garkey, Kendrick Wendell, and Riggs Toby, first three batters. Need some hits, folks. There's a ground ball going to be over to Johnny Nixon. Johnny fields it, fires over to first base, and he gets Marcus by a few steps. So he's one up, one down. And Kendrick Wendell steps in there. Well, for a second, that might have a little ground ball with eyes there, J.B.
I was hoping
that thing was a cherry hop, wasn't it? Came up right in.
Right
high, high.
Yep.
That pitch taken low and inside for a ball. Yeah, that made the play a lot easier. If that ball's down on the ground, a little tougher play, but came up right in his mitt. Swing and a miss on high cheese. Pretty decent little crowd here. Quite a few people behind home plate there in the bleachers.
Yep.
on a chilly night. A few guys standing along the fence out there in right field.
That one's in the dirt. Ooh, I don't. Oh, they must be inside eating now. That lid's on the grill. So.
We missed a shot, didn't we?
Yeah.
That one's in the dirt, comes back, hits the umpire in the old face mask.
Yeah.
Catcher, you're going to give the umpire a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
Let him get his feeling back in his chin. 6 runs, 7 hits for the old Wildcats here tonight. 1 run on 3 hits for the Indians. 3 balls and a strike to Kendrick. That's ball four.
All four.
So we get a base runner here in the sixth inning. Kendrick goes down with a base on balls. It's going to bring Riggs Toby to the plate. Riggs 0 for 2. Flew out to the left fielder and struck out swinging his last time up.
Right fielder, Riggs Toby.
Coach Hank coming in. Looks like we're going to have a pinch runner for Kendrick. Looks like Jack Irvin coming in to run. Jack Irvin coming in, boys.
Now pitch running to first base, Jackson Irvin, number 1.
Umpire's got the paperwork taken care of, and now we're ready to play ball. Here comes the pitch, and that's a hard hit ground ball, and that's going to get through.
That's going to get through.
Nice piece of hitting there by Riggs to get guys at first and second with one out. Took that pitch, drove it hard right between short and third, and a base hit for Mr. Riggs Toby. Nice job, Riggsy. Kendrick over to second now, or Jackson Irving, I should say. And that's going to bring Brock Deuce to the plate. Brock's 0 for 2. Come on, Bruiser, let's go.
So he's due.
This curveball stays outside for a ball. Indians need at least 2, if not 3 in this inning, folks. I don't want to have to score 5 in the 7th. That one is swung on and popped straight up, and it's going to stay in the infield. Looks like Johnny Nixon's going to make a play on it, and he does. Man, that was a big uppercut swing right there, JB.
Yeah.
So now with 2 outs,
Alex
Deuce comes to the place. We need a little 2-out bingo, folks. Number 4 stepping into the plate. Eli Rimmer still on the mound here for the Wildcats. Probably going to go a complete game if he gets through this one. There's a strike. We know he only had 3 pitches in the first inning, right, JB?
Yeah. His pitch count can't be too high.
He had a couple innings there where we got some runners on, and but I don't know. And that one swung on and fouled, out of play. Need a hit like nobody's business, somebody's saying out there. Come on, AD, we need a hit here. Let's go. That one's way outside. Jackson's going to have to watch what he's doing down there a little bit. He's getting 30 feet away from both bases.
Yeah.
That's what you call hung out to dry. Again, we need a bunch of runs. That pitch taken a little bit low, I believe. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Indians looking to close the gap here a little bit against Minster. Here comes the pitch. It's a curveball, and it's lined right to the shortstop. He flips over to the second baseman for the 3rd out in the inning. Indians get a couple on again. Nothing to show for it. And we'll go to the bottom of the 6th inning. Indians trail by 5, 6-1.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy.
At Kalb Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Halba Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalb to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the sixth inning. Looks like it's going to be 7-8-9. First three batters here for the Mr. Wildcats. And Niemeyer's going to be your batter. Oldle just came up, hit the first pitch down to Kendrick Wendell. He stepped on the bag, and that's out number one. So that's three unassisted.
So that brings up...
So James Niemeyer is now your batter.
No, that he was... He hit it down to Kendrick. So now we have that Nathan...
Is that right?
Yeah.
Must have missed one here. In the fifth inning. So one away. And looks like we got a pinch hitter. Who is that?
No, I think that's that Nathan Oldis. I'm not sure how to pronounce that.
No, it can't be. Let's see his number on the back here. If you said that was Niemeyer, then Klaus is up next. But he didn't bat. He wasn't a left-hander his first time up.
Well, no, Niemeyer hit it to Kendrick.
That's what I'm saying.
That's 15. That's Chase Klaus.
So it is Chase Klaus right
yes,
there?
Yes, that's Chase Klaus.
And he walks down to first base. So now we got a base on balls. Runner at first. And we go to Logan Cooney, the leadoff guy. Indians trail 6-1, folks. There's a ground ball going to get past Wyatt. Looks like Alex is going to pick it up. Fire over to Kendrick, and they call him safe.
Safe.
Was that, JB, a base hit?
I'd say.
Yeah, they gave him a base hit up there. So now runners at first and second, and Nathan Bear is going to be your batter.
That was just Nathan Bear. Quick down to first.
Well,
Alex, I don't think he hesitated that much.
I think he bobbled it once.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I think he bobbled it one time because he wanted to flip it over to Landon. And then he had his momentum going to first, and he fired to first. So it's fine by me. They don't give us an error. So runners at first and second, one out. Bottom of the sixth. Indians need a goose egg for sure here, folks. There's a strike call right there. One ball, one strike. That one swung on and hit out of play. That could have a truck.
That's going to hit that. Oh, hit the yard there. Oh, while you're in that yard, see if there's anything on that grill.
Absolutely. See if they got anything left. That fish taking first strike three right there. Nice job by Brock Deuce. So Bear goes down, Kay looking. for out number two, and that's going to bring Johnny Nixon to the plate. Nixon's been on all three times, folks. He had a base hit, walked the last two times, so he got a chance to do a little damage here. He's got a runner out there at second, runner over there at first, and two outs. That pitch taken for a strike right down the heart of the plate.
And I wouldn't be surprised to see them running.
Yeah, I don't think they will, a 6-1 lead. That hit and run was on right there. There's a ground ball to Wyatt. Wyatt comes up with it and fires over to first base, and that's going to be dropped by Kendrick. That's an error, folks. Well, I'm going to give it to probably Wyatt on that throw right there.
Yeah.
So Cross comes around to score to make it to 7-1. Johnny Nixon had the hit and run on. He gets down there on an E5. And Cunny's over to first base. So Spitmeyer now your batter. That one's fouled over into the Indians dugout. Indians got pretty quick right there. Tommy G didn't know it came in there, did he? Never moved.
Ben was on it, though. He.
That one's high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Mister picked up one in the first, three in the third, two in the fifth, and now one so far here in the sixth. And they're still batting. That pitch is high and outside. Two balls and a strike. Two outs now. The Indians just need an out. Get up there and try to get something going here. They've scored one run in. That is a base hit out to Riggsy. Riggsy's coming up with the ball. Oh, he bobbles it.
Bobbles it.
Now here comes the throw home, and they're going to hold the runner up. And we're going to get him in a pickle. Let's see what happens if we get him in a pickle. And Marcus just chases him all the way down and tags him out. So the Indians get out of the jam. They do pick up one run. The Indians need six to tie it, folks. We go to the top of the seventh. Coming back here in a minute.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy and try one of our specialty sundaes. The Cookie Monster looks like it sounds. Blue ice cream, cookie dough, Oreo crumbs, topped with more cookie dough and Oreo crumbs, peanut butter sauce, and two Oreos for the monster's eyes. Or how about the Campfire Sundae? Vanilla ice cream, chocolate syrup, mini marshmallows, graham cracker crumbs, and topped with whipped cream. Or the Mac Attack. Vanilla ice cream, peanut butter, chocolate, and caramel, topped with crushed pretzels. Give them all a try. I bet you can't pick just one favorite. And Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. So stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert today. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 p.m. and Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Back here getting ready for the top half of the seventh inning. We're talking about the paid attendance to this place, and it was 68 is the unpaid attendance, and Jerry says 68 was the paid attendance to the Reds game this afternoon. So pretty much same crowd here, Mister, as we had down in Cincinnati today for the Red Leggers. Eli Rindler back out there for the seventh and final inning. And Indians folks have scored one run in 20 at-bats. If you can say the bats are sleeping, that's what they're doing. White Ben's going to lead us off. He came in for Bo 10, went to third base when Brock Deuce moved to the pitcher's mound. Number five steps in. And that's going to catch him in the back of the shirt. Then he hustles down to first base. So White goes to first, hit by a pitch. That's probably at least the third, if not fourth, hit by a pitch. See if I can find that in the old book. One.
The center fielder, Troy Holman.
Two. Three. Oh, that's all I got. It's three. So we roll back to Troy. Wyatt down at first. Slow curve comes into Troy for a strike. We've seen enough of those, ain't we, JB?
Yeah.
Indians need a bunch. I got to move the innings over for us to get back into this ball game, folks. I hope I have to. There's a weak ground ball going to go foul down to the first baseman. Indians just can't get the old runs across the plate. Can't get timely hits. Struggling at the old dish. But came out aggressive.
Yeah.
First inning. That curveball's outside. Came out the first inning, and each batter swung at the first pitch. And three straight outs on three straight pitches. That one swung on and fouled back to the screen. He was on it. Need a bunch, boys. We need a bunch. One ball, two strikes. That curveball's in the dirt. Nice block by the catcher.
Yeah.
Two balls, two strikes now.
It's like the second highest.
JB, take in on the bus. Boys will eat it on the way home.
Oh, no, it'll be all over the bus, and I just cleaned it.
Oh, now, come on.
Well, they had inspections Wednesday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, state inspections of all the buses, so I got it cleaned out Tuesday night when we got back.
All right, Troy Boy steps back in with a two-ball, two-strike pitch, and that one's low and in the dirt for ball three. So right down at first, he got thumped in the butt there. Got a free pass down to first, and Troy Boy now trying to get guys on first and second. And if he does.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, we're back here. We got a new pitcher on the mound, Nathan Bear, taking over. And sounds like we were off the air for a smidge, but we got bases loaded, nobody out. We got Wyatt Ben down here at third. We got Troy at second. Landon Post at first. And the Indians trail 7-1 here. And Cale Rammel to the plate. First pitch taken by the new pitcher is a ball outside. He comes in with the bases loaded to face Cale Rammel. And Cale struck out swinging his last time up. He got hit by a pitch in the fourth inning and flew out to the left fielder his first time up. Swing and a miss right there. One ball, one strike to the senior, Cale Rammel.
No outs. Come on, Cale. That one's high.
That one's taking a little high right there. Ball two. No place to put him. That pitch is swung on and popped up. That's get out of play, baby. It's going to be close over there to the net, and the first baseman makes a heck of a catch. So out number one goes to Cale Rammel. He pops up to the first baseman. And that's going to bring Marcus Gerke to the plate. Marcus is 1-for-3 so far in this ball game. So base hit here. Score a couple runs for sure. Coach might just move them one at a time because we need a bunch of hits and we need a bunch of them in a row. That pitch taking a little low to Marcus. Dale Brad not happy with that at bat.
Nope.
That one swung on and missed. One ball, one strike. One out here in the top of the seventh inning. Indians need six to tie this puppy up. They got three on the bases as we speak. That pitch taken outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike now. We'd take a freebie, wouldn't we, JB?
Oh, yes, we would.
Be interesting to see if we can chase this guy off the mound, too. There's a hard ground ball. It comes over to the third baseman. Johnny's going to step on third, and he's going to fire to first, and he's going to be safe at first base. We do score a run. Wyatt comes in to make it 7-2. Troy Homan is out at third on a 5 unassisted. Landon goes down to first.
Or second.
Or second, and Marcus is on a fielder's choice. That brings Kendrick Wendell to the plate. Kendrick so far in this ball game has been on base. He was hit by, he walked on his last time up. 7-2 ball game. Indians now need 5, but we're down to our last down.
Yeah.
Scored a run. No hits so far in this inning. Hit by pitch. Base on balls, and then a fielder's choice. Ooh. Kendrick called time, and then the umpire did?
I think so. I think the pitcher was just taking too long, and Kendrick didn't like that.
All right, 2 balls. No strikes. Let's see a strike here, Kendrick. What do you think? Or just take a rocket out to left field. Hey, it gets past the left fielder.
Him.
Here comes Landon. He's going to score. Here comes Marcus, and they're going to hold Marcus up at third, and Kendrick's going to be over to second base.
Yeah, all right.
So Landon Post comes around to score to make it 7-3. And Marcus comes over to second. Third, and Kendrick ends up at second base on a single and an error out there by the left fielder. Left it go right through his old wickets, and that's going to bring Riggs Toby to the plate. Riggs had a base hit the last time up. Things would get interesting then. Doc Deuce is the tying run, and he's on deck. That pitch taken a little bit low. 2 balls, no strikes. Load them back up, huh?
Yeah.
Why not? That pitch is a strike. Taken all the way was Riggs. Indians now with 2 runs across the plate here in the 7th inning. Trying to make it a little bit interesting. That one's low and in the dirt. 3 balls and a strike now to Riggs Toby. Come on, Riggs, anyway, bud. Senior on deck, due for a hit. A pitch taken for a strike. A little elevated to me, JB.
I thought it was a little high, too.
A little elevated to me, but umpire called the strike. Now it's 3-2.
You got to protect now.
Here comes a 3-2, and that's a ground ball fair down the line, and that's going to get past Johnny Nixon. That's going to score one. Coach Ike going to hold up Kendrick wisely at third base, and now the Indians got 3 across the plate here in the inning. So nice piece of hitting by Riggs. Pulls that baby down the line. Back-to-back base hits for Riggs Toby. He's over at first. Kendrick Wendell ends up at third, and now the tying run's at the plate, folks.
Yes.
Just never know about this crazy game of baseball.
Well, all you need is just a couple hits, and the rest of the team will
can contagious.
Yeah.
Remember what I said? It's contagious. And if anybody is due for a hit, it is number six.
Oh, yeah.
And I guarantee you he wants to hit one.
Oh, yeah.
I feel backing up a little bit now, saying, backing, you know up, what?
There's a little gap there between right and center.
First pitch taken, strike the outside edge. Kendrick at third. Riggsy down there at first. There goes Riggs. Here's a hit and run. That's a slow roller to the shortstop. Shortstop's going to bobble.
Bobbles it. So that scores one.
So another error by the Wildcats allows Kendrick to come home and cross the plate to make it a 7-5 ball game, folks.
There's no way they'll come back.
Riggs now down at second. Brock reaches on an E6.
Oh, that's going to bring out Coach Weiss. He's going
to. Coach going to come out and talk to his pitcher. Nathan Bear. Indians going to bring their ninth batter to the plate. And I told you, folks, if we're going to get back in this ballgame, I'm going to change the innings in my scorebook. And I am one batter away from doing that. And we are in this ballgame at 7-5. Indians with a four spot here so far in the seventh inning. The go-ahead run now at the plate.
Alex Dews. He's due for a good hit, too.
Alex, so far, he's been hit by a pitch in the fifth inning. He come around to score our first run of the game in the fifth.
Batter is the shortstop, Alex Dews.
Coach going to keep with Nathan out there. Nathan Bear on the mound. And the tying run now at first base in Brock Dews. Hey, put it in play. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. First pitch in, and Alex is low. Boy, it'd be interesting if we could get another base hit here. It would be interesting, folks.
Yep.
That pitch taking strike. I think Alex was going to take a strike. I think he was going to take a strike in his at-bat just to see how rattled this pitcher was. And he settled down, threw a strike when he needed one. That pitch is swung on and missed. Alex with a good cut. Now we're down to our last strike, folks. One ball, two strikes, two outs. 7-5 ball game, two guys on. Alex at the plate. There's a ground ball back up the middle. Shortstop going to bobble this one,
bobbles
folks.
It again.
So comes up,
oh, and the bases.
Comes up and hits him in the wrist, and that's going to be another error on the shortstop. So Alex now at first base on an E6. Rick's Toby at third. And Brock Dews at second base. So now the tying run is at second base, folks. And Wyatt Benn is your batter.
Come on, Wyatt.
Wyatt got hit by a pitch his last at bat. Oh, and there's a squibber. How about that, folks?
Oh, man.
Wyatt took a pretty good cut, came off the end of his bat, and it was just a looper right back to the pitcher, and Minster's going to win this ball game 7-5. We put 10 batters to the plate in the seventh inning and made things interesting, folks, but the Indians come up two runs short. We strand three in that inning, and we'll be back in a little bit to recap this ball game in just a moment.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, we're back. We're going to wrap this bad boy up. MAC game here with the Mr. Wildcat. The Indians fall 7-5, and they fall to 3-4 in the MAC, dropping their last couple games. Tough week this week. We played the Cavaliers on the road, and then we come to the Mr. Wildcats. Tough place to play, and we dropped two of them this week. So for the Mr. Wildcats, they had 7 runs on 9 hits, and they stranded 5 base runners. For the Indians, we scored 5 runs on 6 hits. But we stranded 10, and we had guys on, and by golly, we just couldn't get them in tonight. And the Indians are going to fall, like I said, 7-5. So 5 runs on 6 hits. We only had 1 error for the Minster Wildcats. They made it interesting for us. They had a couple bobbles there in the last inning. They had 7 runs on 9 hits, and they committed 5 errors and still come out of this game with a victory. So hats off to the Minster Wildcats. Good luck to them the rest of the season. For the Indians, we'll be back on Saturday with a doubleheader with the Rishi Raiders, and that's when Fort Recovery will bring you more baseball. For Dave Kopp and Jerry Bargy and Isaac Brinkerhoff here, we're going to call her a good night, and we'll see you Saturday.
To Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.